7th Mishnah. Tefach al tefach al room tefach meruba. It's basically a cubic tefach. Mevis hatuma, lechoitis mipnei hatuma. It can cause tuma to go out from one room into the next, because the opening that big is big enough for the tuma's mace to go out from one place to the next, or if it's in a certain position, it will contain the tuma and prevent it from going out to another place. Keita. Biv shukomel tachas abay. It's some type of open area, a drainage pipe, the like, which is covered up underneath the house, on the floor of the house. If that hole itself, that pipe itself, is the size of this cubic tefach, and the opening that it has is also a tefach, in other words, you have a tunnel type of formation underneath the floor of the house, and it's opened outside of the house, it's not opened into the house. So even though there's tumah in it, it's not matama up into the house, because it's considered an independent oihel. Tumah bebayis mashu b'teichat Torah. Also, since there's no entrance opening between that and the house, if there's tumah in the house, that which is in this tunnel underneath the house, pipe underneath the house, is Torah. Shadel tumah lotzeis vein dalka lihikones. Tumah goes out, does not come in. Yesh bo b'seach tefach vein b'seosu b'seach tefach. But if it contains a full tefach but does not have an exit area the size of a tefach. Since there's no place for the tumah to go out, because it doesn't have a tefach opening outside of the house, so the halacha is that something's buried in the ground of the house, the tumah goes up into the house, unless that thing underneath has exits. Right. So that's why. That's if you notice in certain places in Eretz Yisrael, there's these pipes coming out of the ground, because there's oil of a mace underneath it, and they need this pesach tefach for the tumah to go out. Otherwise, the whole area on top of the whole road on top of it will be tumah. Yesh pesach tefach v'embiyetsiyos pesach tefach tumah shebetoicha b'ayis tumah. This is what you just said, that if it's the size of a tefach but it doesn't have an exit of a tefach, the tumah is inside of the house. The tumah b'ayis mashebetoicha tohor. But the tumah of the house, that which is in it, is tohor. Why? Shederach tumah lo tzeis v'ein dakan likonis. The tumah goes out, doesn't go in. So over here, since there's tumah in the house, it doesn't go into this thing that was dug underneath the house, since there's no opening between the hole underneath the floor of the house and the house itself. We'll see soon that if there's no pesach tefach, ain't but pesach tefach, then b'siyosa pesach tefach. So here you have a pipe underneath the floor of the house, but it's less than the size of this cubic tefach. It doesn't have an exit of tefach. Tumah teicha b'ayis tomei, like we learned before. There's tumah inside of it, since there's no place for the tumah to go out. So basically, you have tumah buried in the floor of the house. It's matam of the entire house. Here's another chiddush: tumah b'ayis mashu b'teicha tomei. Even though there's no contact between the ear space of the house and this area underneath the floor, but the rule is, as we'll see, that the floor, this is not the regular tumas oil, because tumas oil is, they're both inside the oil. Here is underneath the earth of the oil. But the outside shall buy is kamoizer. The floor of the, and all the depths of the ground underneath the oil have the same status of the oil, unless it's dug out an independent oil underneath it. Whether the hole was made by water, it was near a seaside or whatever, and the water got into it. Oy shrotzim, different creatures dug out that hole. Oy sha achlosu malachas, or there's some type of a salty type of deterioration that deteriorated the earth. It doesn't make a difference. It was through natural means. As long as you have that hole underneath, it has the same status. The same thing applies if you have a pile of stones and they're set up in these different fashions. If it's just a solid pile, then it's tumah in one place, it's matama anything up and below it. Whereas if there's a pesach tefach, then it has the rules that we mentioned previously. You also have a pile of beams that are piled up one on the other. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Ka'ol Shein Osim the Adam Ein Oil. He says oil which is made not by human being by natural means does not have a status of oil. Umoyde b'shkifin u'b'sloim. He's moyde that you have a natural oil made out of certain types of stones that are jutting out. Then, if you're underneath that and there's tumah also underneath it, it is metama. And the Rab says that the ma'isa, that which he says is not an oil, is only if it's oil tefach al tefach. the size of a tefillah. If it's larger than that, then he's also moed that if it's made through natural means, it also has the status of an oil.